Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and our sound technician for today is Walter Danesi. We're going to be bringing you this show in English for Monday, May 26, 2025. We'll have news, sports, music, and we'll have the DX supplement plus part 3 of this documentary on the tourist attractions of the city of Buenos Aires, which is a great guide for anyone interested in visiting the Argentine capital, especially first timers. So if you are planning to see Buenos Aires, to come to Buenos Aires, make sure that you have something to write with, because there might be some interesting notes you can make on about the content we'll have for today's program. We're gonna be sharing also the DX supplement of every week. And if you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555. And then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. If you want to listen to us on the shortwaves, the frequency is 5850 kilohertz, and the app for listening to us on the web is Digital RAE, or you can listen to us via our app, our webpage, rae.com.ar. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei leads the ceremony in Buenos Aires marking the anniversary of the May Revolution. Venezuela, Chavismo wins elections boycotted by the opposition. 33 hospital patients in Argentina die after receiving contaminated fentanyl. Bolivia deploys more troops to tackle fuel shortages. Maradona death trial suspended over unauthorized documentary filming. Sports: Platense beat San Lorenzo to reach the final against Huracán. And these are the news. Argentina has marked the anniversary of its most important national date, May 25th. This day commemorates the 1810 revolution that established a local government made up only of criollos, or people born in the Americas, rather than Spain. This event set in motion the process that would lead to the Declaration of Independence in 1816. President Javier Milei attended the traditional May 25 Mass at the Buenos Aires Metropolitan Cathedral. He was joined by his Vice President Victoria Villarruel and several members of his administration. Other authorities present at the service included Buenos Aires Mayor Jorge Macri and representatives of the legislative branch. National health authorities have confirmed that 33 patients have now died after being treated with contaminated fentanyl. The victims were admitted to hospitals and clinics in Buenos Aires province, the city of Buenos Aires, and Santa Fe province. They were intubated or in intensive care units when they received the medication. The tainted drug caused severe infections that ultimately led to their deaths. The investigation began after the Italian hospital of La Plata discovered bacteria in ampoules of the drug. The contaminated fentanyl was used between April and May and has now been withdrawn from circulation by ANMAT, the National Drug Agency. Fentanyl is used as an analgesic and anesthetic in various treatments, as it is several times stronger than morphine. In Venezuela, Chavismo has won the parliamentary and regional elections. According to the National Electoral Council, the PSUV, Venezuela's United Socialist Party, won 23 out of 24 governorships. The ruling party also secured over 82% of the votes for seats in the National Assembly. The opposition did not participate in these elections, calling them a sham. Their boycott was a protest against the re-election of Nicolás Maduro last year, which they described as fraudulent. The results of that 2024 vote, it's worth remembering, were not recognized by several governments, including Argentina's. For Mr. Maduro, yesterday's vote was a victory for peace and stability. When the opponent leaves the field, we move forward and take the ground, the president said about the opposition's boycott. The trial over the death of Diego Maradona faces suspension and could collapse altogether. This follows a scandal involving the presiding judge, Julieta McIntosh. In recent days, it has emerged that a film crew had been recording the trial for a future documentary, and McIntosh stands accused of being involved in said production, which wasn't authorized by the parties in the case. If her involvement is confirmed, the trial will have to restart from scratch. The case over Maradona's death implicates the medical team that cared for the footballer before his passing in 2020. The family of the former Argentina captain alleges his death was due to malpractice and negligence in the care of the icon. The Bolivian government is taking further steps to address the fuel shortage crisis. President Luis Arce announced on Friday the deployment of almost 1,500 additional troops to guard the borders and tackle smuggling. He said the aim is to ensure the supply of 17 basic household goods. Among other measures, Arce announced the removal of tariffs on imported chicks, among other efforts to improve food availability. The president told reporters that diesel and petrol supplies should normalize this week in the capital, La Paz, and in other important cities such as Cochabamba and Santa Cruz de la Sierra. Let's recall that Bolivia has faced a deep crisis over fuel and dollar shortages since last year, worsened by growing smuggling across its borders. And now, sports. Platense defeated San Lorenzo 1-0 and reached the final of the Apertura tournament. Next Sunday, June 1st, they will face Huracán for the cup after Huracán won a penalty shootout on Saturday against the other semi-finalist Independiente. Meanwhile, Franco Colapinto finished 13th in the Monaco Grand Prix of last weekend, having started in the 18th position. The Argentine driver improved his performance after finishing last in almost all qualifying rounds. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on Buenos Aires City, part 3 of the documentary Dear Buenos Aires, which explores all of the sites and some of the history of the Argentine capital. Great for making notes if you are coming to Argentina in the future, especially to visit its capital for the first time. But that will be after some music, and speaking of Buenos Aires, the music one associates this city with the most is obviously tango, and we are going to be playing now a classic tune called Margot, by sung in this case by Julio Sosa.
Thank you. desde lejos se tejó una pelandruna bacanada. Que has nacido en la miseria de un cuartucho de arrabal. Porque hay algo que te vende yo, no sé si es la mirada, la manera de sentarte, de charlar, de estar parada, o ese cuerpo acostumbrado a la pincha de percal. Ese cuerpo que hoy te marca los compases tentadores al cantombe de algún tango en los brazos de un buey gil, mientras triunfa tu silueta y tus trajes de colores entre risas y piropos de muchachos seguidores, entre el humo de los puros y el champagne de Armenonville. Es mentira, no fue un guapo haragán ni prepotente, ni un caficio veterano el que al vicio te largó. Vos rodaste por tu culpa y no fue inocentemente, berretines de bacana que tenías en la mente desde el día que un jailey de cajetilla te afiló. Siempre vas con los otarios a tirarte de bacana a lujosos reservados del Petit o del Juliet. Y tu vieja, pobre vieja, lava toda la semana a poder parar la olla con pobreza franciscana en el viejo conventillo alumbrado a querosén. Yo me acuerdo, no tenías casi nada para ponerte. Hoy usas ojoar de seda con rosita rococó. Me revienta tu presencia, pagaría por no verte. Si hasta el nombre te han cambiado, como ha cambiado tu suerte. Ya no sos mi Margarita, ahora te llaman Margot.
The always crowded Florida Street ends in one of the most beautiful green places in the city, Plaza San Martin, located in an area with a history so rich as varied. There stood the residence of a governor during the colonial period. The place was afterwards occupied by barracks where slaves, introduced by the British slave trader South Sea Company, were kept. It was the site of the most important bullring Buenos Aires ever had, and the location of important military headquarters. During the British invasion of 1807, it witnessed combats leaving hundreds of victims, and on that very place, General José de San Martín formed and trained the Regiment of Grenadiers on horseback, of memorable performance during the Independence Wars. On the square, there is a 170-ton monument made of bronze and red granite, with which Argentina pays tribute to her liberator as well as to the independence armies. The equestrian statue representing a 35-year-old San Martin, indicating with his right hand the route across the Andes, is the work of the French artist José Luis Dumas and was inaugurated in 1862. The allegoric groups and reliefs by the German artist Gustavo Eberlein represent the main battles of the independence, the crossing of the Andes, and other events of the liberation campaign. They were added almost half a century later. The monument of great aesthetic value and historical significance is the ideal venue for homage ceremonies to honor the nation's father, José de San Martín. The other important memorial on the square, located in the sector that slopes down towards Retiro, is the monument to the soldiers who died during the War of the Malvinas in 1982. Their names are engraved on a wide stone frieze. Although in the surroundings of San Martin Square, the bustle has continued to increase, it has remained a peaceful site. Paths and benches are under the shade of old trees, including magnolias, palm trees, a pair of colossal rubber plants, and numerous Argentine species, which in spring cover the area with pink and lilac-colored flowers. Around that green oasis stand some of the most elegant and traditional buildings in the city. Among them, the San Martin Palace, headquarters of the Chancellery, the old residence of the Aedo family, now the site of the National Parks Administration, the Marriott Plaza Hotel, the Holy Sacrament Basilica, with its five towers, and the Paz Family Palace, present site of the Military Circle and the Nation's Arms Museum. In spite of their importance, none of those buildings attracts our attention so much as the Kavanaugh. Built in 1934 and 110 meters high, the Kavanaugh was for a long time the highest building in South America. Its constructive features, as well as its design, have won important international awards. Its triangular form makes it emerge like a gigantic bow, facing the neighboring Retiro Square, with the Torre de los Ingleses and a group of railway terminals crowded by people and vehicles. The vicinity to the river provides Buenos Aires with high environmental humidity, constant conversation for the porteños, a name given to the inhabitants of the city due to their origin, history, and economy, closely linked to its large port. Most of the foreign trade of Argentina passes through the port of Buenos Aires, but the old installations known as Puerto Madero were separated from port activity, giving birth to an urban area which has acquired an extraordinary commercial, financial, and tourist significance. The attractive red brick buildings were constructed between 1900 and 1905. Tons of wheat, leather, and other local products were stored there, and all kinds of imported goods were kept in storage, being moved by cranes built into the walls. Stones in the foundations and iron beams in floors and walls resulted in structures capable of bearing gigantic loads. During the 90s, the 16 docks were recycled and incorporated to the city as a new neighborhood. The trees, the river, the harmonious buildings, and the neatness of paths and small squares invite to walk around the area, which offers one of the most attractive profiles in the urban horizon. The old warehouses accommodate today almost 50 cafes, tea shops, and first-class restaurants. Also, offices of large companies, commercial representatives, cinemas, art exhibition rooms, and even one of the most important private universities in the country. Businessmen and tourists are habitual pedestrians, and on weekends, the area is also visited by thousands of porteños who love to eat well and walk by the river. Two historic ships converted into museums, the frigate Sarmiento and the corvette Uruguay, raised their masts and yards at the docks, offering the possibility of visiting them to get in touch with the life aboard a large war sailing vessel. Next to Puerto Madero and its docks lies the vast tapestry of the ecological reserve. It is a genuine example of the flora that covered the coast of the River Plate in times of the conquest and constitutes an exceptional place to observe the wild fauna. It was formed a little more than two decades ago on the massive debris from demolitions and excavations which was deposited in that sector. The periodical overflows of the river spontaneously colonized the area with aquatic plants and seeds of riverside plants from other latitudes. First appeared the rush thickets and underbrushes. Then trees and bushes grew, which lodged many species of birds. There are large pastures and dense groups of alders and willows, alternating with lagoons and marshlands inhabited by otters and other aquatic animals. There are 350 hectares for riding on bicycle or rambling along predetermined paths, by yourself or on a guided tour. No other great city in the world has such a showing of flora and fauna so near the urban heart. Public access to the ecological reserve is located at the beginning of the Southern Riverside Strip, a promenade with renewed gardens and boulevards that constitute an interesting framework for statues and sculptures. But none of them is so attractive as the fountain which Lola Mora, the first Argentine sculptress, created out of marble with a chisel, a hammer, and the strength of her exceptional talent. The whole group, imposing in its snow whiteness, exhibits the harmonious proportions created by a sensitive spirit, complemented by a faultless technique. There is Venus, the goddess of love, of beauty and the seas, crowning with her nudity the group formed by two mermaids and three tritons, holding the reins of bolting colts due to the upsurge of the goddess from the depths of the sea. The fountain was relocated at the site in 1918. Since 1903, it had irradiated its beauty in the surroundings of the Casa del Gobierno, but had to be moved due to the opposition aroused by the naked figure. Its official name is Fountain of the Nereids, but the people, whose opinion was requested by the sculptor when the fountain was the center of the scandal, preferred to give it the name of its creator. It is, for all porteños, La Fuente de Lola Mora. More than 1,100 monuments and sculptural works embellish the streets, walkways, and open areas of Buenos Aires. Some are full of historical significance, and others have an artistic value recognized worldwide. But the symbol of the city is a pure-lined work of construction, the Obelisco. It was built in 1936 to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the port founded by Pedro de Mendoza. And it is also a memorial of the day the national flag was raised there for the first time, on the tower of the already demolished Church of St. Nicholas. The 67-meter-high monument stands on the exact crossing of Avenues 9 de Julio, Corrientes, and Diagonal Julio Arroca, in the middle of six lanes of intensive traffic. The grass surrounding it has the shields of all the Argentine provinces, together with a large sitting area that form the Plaza de la República. Designed by architect Alfredo Previch, the building is hollow, with a staircase leading to a pyramidal apex where four little windows spy upon the cardinal points of the city. At a time the Obelisco was criticized and was even on the verge of being demolished, without moving from the Plaza de la República, it invaded pictures and postcards, placed its Egyptian form in the heart of the porteños, and became the symbol of Buenos Aires worldwide. The unmistakable profile of the Obelisco dominates the perspective of two key avenues in the city. One is Corrientes, synonym of shows due to the dominant presence of cinemas and theaters. There are restaurants, pizzerias, cafes, bookstores, and places where cultural activities abound. It is the ideal avenue for those who enjoy to walk casually without haste, to philosophize in a cafe over a cup of coffee, or to stop here and there to observe whatever calls the visitor's attention. And it is one of the areas most frequented by theater actors and theater goers. There are literature, music, and art classes, or dance courses in the area. Nueve de Julio Avenue stands out like Corrientes, but satisfies other needs. 140 meters wide and 3 kilometers long, its opening originated a categorical split in urban traffic, changing dozens of city blocks to facilitate the access and circulation of vehicles in the downtown area. It connects railway terminals, highways, and wide avenues, and enhances its appearance with small squares, trees, and several fountains of remarkable beauty. To the south, it is bordered by the landscape of old neighborhoods, acquiring then the metropolitan features of the downtown area, and on the north end receives the aristocratic aspect of top-level residences and buildings. The flowers of its trees constitute one of the best gifts offered by the city center. With the exception of some charming hills near the coast, Buenos Aires does not have mountains, valleys, or other unusual geographical features. It grew on the plain, and its beauty is therefore the result of human efforts, which adorned it with statues, designed beautiful parks and squares, opened avenues, raised towers, and built palace residences, achieving the features that offer many pleasant surprises. Such is the case of the Robos clocks, which from towers and facades have marked the passing of time for decades and are today a luxurious adornment. Although many have already disappeared, Buenos Aires is among the cities where more clocks have embellished the city's buildings. The tallest is the tower clock of the city legislature, located 94 meters above ground level. Situated near Plaza de Mayo, it dominates the historical heart of the city with the majesty of a lighthouse, and the tolling of its five bells has marked the official hour of Buenos Aires for the last 70 years. A close relative stands on Plaza del Retiro, decorating the Torre de los Ingleses, English People's Tower, so called because it was a gift from British residents to Argentina on the 100th anniversary of its independence. The monumental clock, which has four fronts, is located 50 meters from the ground and weighs 20 tons, constituting the main attraction for visitors. However, the most intricate public clock of the city is at the crossing of Corrientes and San Martin. Its hands mark the hours, but the dial indicates the seasons of the year, the months they cover, and the period corresponding to each sign of the zodiac. Maybe this astral invocation saved it from being destroyed by bullets during the revolution that overthrew President Perón in September 1955. But the oldest among the dozens of clocks of this type comes from 1740 and crowns the bell tower of the Basilica Nuestra Señora del Pilar. It has a curious design, with curved hands that move on a spherical dial and command the striking of hours on two bells. This relic is one of the attractions of Recoleta, the area where Buenos Aires has concentrated most of its charming elements: history, parks, monuments, restaurants, and cultural activity.
I touch your lips and all at once.
Recoleta is a neighborhood that owes its name to a modest convent from colonial times where the Franciscan monks practiced seclusion and meditation. It was an isolated place that became crowded with top-level residences starting in 1870, when a great epidemic of yellow fever forced the movement of the wealthiest population towards the north of the city. The ancient convent and the nearby Basilica del Pilar, both restored, constitute at present the core of an exceptional tour. The colonial-style church, tower, and belfry contains important pieces of Indo-American religious art. And in the cells, which once were used as an asylum for old people and beggars, now functions as the Recoleta Cultural Center, where contemporary and exceptional art exhibitions take place. Next to it is the Buenos Aires Design Center, a very modern mall dedicated mainly to the exhibition and sale of furniture and interior decoration objects. It also has traditional as well as quick food restaurants. In the neighborhood, there are jewelry stores, international boutiques, high fashion houses, and other sophisticated shops. In front of the square, there are more than 20 restaurants and cafes. And two blocks away, there is a cinema complex, complemented by music and bookstores and snack bars. All this surrounded by elegant residences, gardens, enormous gum trees, and one of the most remarkable concentration of monuments and statues in the city. The movement is constant, night and day, although it reaches its peak during weekends, when musicians, dancers, mime artists, jugglers, and other street artists perform on the various squares. On Sundays, there is an artisan's fair with a vast offer of ceramics, leather, fabrics, wood, glass, and metal objects. The greenness of Recoleta continues with other open areas towards the river. One of them lies around the mythical Palais de Glace, which was conceived as a skating rink, then a dancing hall and cabaret, where the tango was accepted by distinguished people. And today, it is the National Plastic Arts Hall. A few meters from the Palais de Glace stands the paramount work of a genius of sculpture, the monument to General Carlos Maria de Alvear, masterpiece by the French Antoine Bourdelle. Alvear, who had a decisive participation in the independence period and in the first years of Argentina, is represented by a figure on horseback, which crowns a 13-meter-high block made of granite. On the corners of the pedestal, four statues represent the features of the hero: eloquence, freedom, strength, and victory. The group is a masterpiece because of its sobriety and harmony of proportion. The horse is considered one of the best achieved in the world, the result of a preparation that made Bourdelle produce more than 50 sculptures for study before melting the final work. When the masterpiece was exhibited in Paris, just before being sent to Argentina, France was on the verge of forbidding its departure. It dominates the surrounding garden, and its quietness contrasts with the hectic traffic of Avenida Libertador. Many consider it the monument of the highest artistic value in the city. From Recoleta to the north, Buenos Aires proudly shows its largest green area, the Palermo Woods. These lands used to be frequently flooded by the river until Governor Juan Manuel de Rosas ordered their cleaning and built his residence in 1938. The present aspect, however, is due to landscape architect Carlos Thays, who between 1891 and 1914 designed and directed the construction of this exceptional park. Thousands of trees are grouped according to size, color of leaves, and blossom season, so that the best possible view is offered the whole year. Woods vary with lakes and green areas, with pergolas, footbridges, fountains, benches, and old lamps. The design of some sectors create a unique profile, such as the Rosedal, where thousands of flowers border paths, garden beds, fountains, arbors, and lamps distributed according to French, Italian, and Spanish styles. However, the subtle Oriental aesthetics reign absolutely in the Japanese garden. There, the plants grow among water surfaces and islands connected by small wooden bridges. One of the principal attractions of Palermo is the zoological garden, where the animals attract almost as much interest as the houses of the beasts of prey, designed according to the style of the regions where the animals come from. Next door, there is the quietness of the botanical garden, where species from all parts of the world flourish, alternating with the beauty of the numerous statues. Another important attraction is the Galileo Galilei Planetary, whose singular architecture accurately reveals its purpose: to put the sky at the reach of visitors, showing astronomy and the mysteries of celestial space. The perspectives and harmony of the landscape have favored the location of sculptures, amongst them one in honor of President and educator Domingo Faustino Sarmiento by Auguste Rodin. Another is in memory of Justo José de Urquiza, who enabled the final organization of the country after a long period of division and civil struggles. But the most imposing memorial of the city is on the crossing of Avenues del Libertador and Sarmiento. It is the work of the Catalan artist Agustín Querol, made at request of Spaniards residing in Argentina. They gave it as a present to Argentina on the first century of its independence. For that reason, it is called the Monument of the Spaniard. A large foliated fountain where two groups of nymphs enjoy the fresh touch of water forms the base. On the corners, four colossal bronze figures represent the Andes, the River Plate, the Chaco, and the Pampa. The majority of the 97 creatures integrating the group form friezes and low reliefs on the white central column. They seem to blend one with the other, scarcely covered by gowns, softening their contour as if waved by a breeze. A winged figure symbolizes the language, and from the top of the monument, the Republic, with open arms and the tunic waving in the wind, dominates the wide horizon of the Palermo woods. The sports originated in Palermo woods, as reminded to us by a monolith located nearby the planetarium. Sports extended then to the rest of the city, but Palermo continues to be a paradise for sportsmen. Surrounded by green parks, public and private facilities have numerous sports activities, such as cycling, athletics, tennis, and golf. Even mountain climbers practice their climbing techniques on high stone walls. Beyond what can be seen in Palermo, sports occupy a very important place in the life of Porteños. Not because all inhabitants practice sports, but because of the enormous interest with which they follow the events. Tennis tournaments convoke thousands of people, and car racing gathers multitudes, but none can compare to the enthusiasm aroused by soccer. Championships and competitions follow one another during the year. This explains the great number of world-renowned players who have grown up in Argentina. Buenos Aires has 8 first-rate division clubs, representing the highest density in the world, and similar institutions located in the neighboring metropolitan region complete the list. The main soccer clubs, according to numbers of fans and size of their stadiums, are Boca Juniors and River Plate, whose legendary rivalry is overshadowed only when the Argentine selection plays the international matches. As wisely indicated by an old expression, in the Argentine capital, soccer constitutes a passion of multitudes. Cosmopolitan by formation and by choice, Buenos Aires is the exclusive work of human effort. It is not crossed by crystalline rivers. It does not face a roaring sea from the height of tall cliffs. It is neither surrounded by rainforest nor at the feet of mountain. It was created on a plain next to an estuary of murky waters. It created a music which accurately expresses its cosmopolitan spirit. And its beauty is the result of the perseverance and tenacity of its inhabitants. Sports stadiums, parks, museums, monuments, concert halls, art galleries, promenades, and shopping centers make it charming. To the captivating features of its buildings, it adds a vast gastronomy, a large number of shows, and a condition of springboard to reach any part of the Argentine geography. And in case something was missing, there is the hospitality of the Porteños, an attribute that any visitor can immediately verify. Buenos Aires appeals to the heart.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentine.
RAI, Argentina au mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, the DX supplement of every week with useful suggestions of hearings for DXers and shortwave listeners around the world. But that will be after some more music. And we've got some Argentine rock by Los Tipitos, one of the most popular bands in the country from the last 20 years. This is one of their biggest hits called Bells in the Night, Campanas en la Noche.
cierra el paisaje y no, no es su interior, es luna, son sombras lejanas del bosque, es algo raro en las estrellas, sonidos que inducen temor y también melancolía de esperar, de esperar, esperar que ella vuelva y me diga, acá estoy mi amor, no existe el olvido, acá estoy mi amor de vuelta, he venido, no puedes creer, no existe el olvido, mi amor, no existe. Su mente inquieta se puebla de historias, su cuerpo es solo memoria, es eso que hay que sentir con paciencia infinita, andando las calles ajenas de hombres que al fin le dan pena, campanas en la noche, ruidos de melancolía, que esperan, que esperan, que esperan que ella vuelva y me diga, acá estoy mi amor, existe el olvido, acá estoy mi amor de vuelta, he vencido, no puedes creer, no existe el olvido, mi amor, no existe. Que fueron plegaria, espejo maldito que al fin duplicó toda su vida, andando las calles ajenas de hombres que al fin le dan pena, campanas en la noche, ruidos de melancolía que esperan, que esperan, que esperan que ella vuelva. Estoy mi amor de vuelta, he vencido, no puedes creer, no existe el olvido, mi amor, no existe.
Okay, we're gonna do now the DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Sly, and we've got suggestions of hearings for the DXers out there. From Algeria, Ifriqiya FM has been reported on 13,640 kHz via the transmitter site located in Beshar, heard at 2145 UTC time in Arabic. The station was also heard in parallel on 13,855 kHz at the same time, but this one coming on from Orgula. Moving on now to Radio Ondara Zone International, it's a clandestine station broadcasting to Chad, operates via relay transmitters located in the United Kingdom. All broadcasts use 250 kilowatts of power, and here's the current schedule. Between 0500 and 0600 hours UTC time, the frequency is 6195 kHz. Between 0600 and 0700, the frequency is 15505 kHz. Between 0700 and 0800 hours UTC time, the frequency is 15505 kHz. Between 1800 and 1900 hours, the frequency is 12,050 kHz. Between 1900 and 2100 hours, the frequency is 12,050 kHz. From the People's Republic of China, Voice of the Greater Bay Area continues its broadcasts according to the following schedule. Between 2055 and 2400 hours UTC time on 7345 kHz. Between 2055 and 0100 hours UTC time, the frequency is 9745 kHz. Between midnight 11 a.m. UTC time, the frequency for the Voice of the Greater Bay Area is 15,550 kHz. Between 0100 and 18.05 UTC time, the frequency is 13,770 kHz. Between 1100 and 18.05 UTC time, the frequency is 7,345 kHz. Now, there are some good news for Radio Free Europe, a shortwave broadcaster that's been facing cuts and shutdowns due to decisions made by the US government. The European Union has announced it will release 5.5 million euros to support what it calls the station's vital work. The schedule for the station is English, Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 UTC time, 10:30 p.m., frequency 5,850 kHz. This was announced by Kaja Kallas, the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs, following a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels. Kallas had previously indicated the EU would look for ways to fund Radio Free Europe after the White House froze its support back in March. However, she emphasized that replacing those funds wouldn't happen automatically, as many organizations are making the same request to the EU. Remember, US President Donald Trump announced in March the withdrawal of funding for the US Agency for Global Media, impacting international stations like Voice of America. Radio Free Europe, which employs over 1,700 people, challenged the decision in court and recently obtained a temporary restraining order. Moving on to Denmark, World Music Radio has been reported on 25,800 kHz from the Marslet transmitter site, broadcasting in Danish at 2025 UTC time. This clandestine station, Radio Republic, known as La Voz del Directorio Democrático Cubano, the voice of the Cuban Democratic Directorate, continues broadcasting to Cuba with two daily transmissions, 0100 to 0200 hours UTC time on 9,490 kHz via Issoudun in France, and between 0200 and 0300 hours UTC time on 5,800 kHz, that's via WRMI Miami Radio International. And finally, for this week's edition of the DX Supplement, we've got a special note for your calendars. On June 8th, there will be a special shortwave transmission, singular, from SM Radio de Sceaux on 6,070 kHz at 1100 UTC time with 10 kilowatts of power. This broadcast airs between 1100 and 1200 hours UTC time. On 6,095 kHz at 11 a.m. UTC time with 100 kilowatts of power. That 6,095 kHz broadcast is likely to be the strongest given its higher power output. And that's all for this week's edition of the DX Supplement, which is produced by Arnaldo Slaen, Kind 73s. We've got time for one more song before signing off, and it's a track by Charlie Garcia called Filosofía Barata y Zapatos de Goma. That's cheap philosophy and rubber shoes.
Conozco un empleado que fue muerto de pena, enamorado de las sirenas. El cine de mi barrio ya me mostró la escena, no vi tu alma y quería tus venas. Y
en este torbellino donde nada importa, me sentí aliado y te perdí. Pero si vi tus ojos y hasta comí la arena, quise quedarme pero me fui. Filosofía barata y zapatos de goma, y esta mentira te hace feliz. Quise quedarme cuando morí de pena, quise quedarme pero me fui. Y en la terminal estoy descalzo y te espero a ti. El ómnibus se ha ido, el amor se ha vencido, quise quedarme pero me fui. Filosofía barata y zapatos de goma, quizás es todo lo que pedí.
Okay, we're going over the headlines again before signing off. President Milei leads a ceremony in Buenos Aires marking the anniversary of the May Revolution. Venezuela, Chavismo wins elections boycotted by the opposition. 33 hospital patients in Argentina die after receiving contaminated fentanyl. Bolivia deploys more troops to tackle fuel shortages. Maradona death trial suspended over an unauthorized documentary filming. And sports, Platense beat San Lorenzo and will play the final against Huracán. With this, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine radio, for Monday, May 26, 2025. Our sound technician was Walter Danesi and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you very much for listening. Join us tomorrow for a new one. Ciao.